You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We have the privilege of joining Michelle Jousse, CEO of leading Australian IT firm Hotline IT. Michelle, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So if you would tell the audience a bit about your background and how you came to become the CEO of Hotline IT to kick things off today.
Yeah, sure. Well, my first full-time job was working for a small cast iron foundry. And I didn't really think that that was going to help with my career at all. But being just there was two of us in the office, that really helped me get great exposure to all aspects of the business. And so once I completed, whilst I was there, I was completing my accounting degree. So once I completed that, I stepped into more of an assistant accountant position at Sanyo. For people who are no longer around, but they used to be a Japanese consumer electronics company. And so, and there I was promoted to accountant after proving myself and by streamlining the processes. And then I completed my CPA. CPA Australia. And so then once I met my husband, and he was my boyfriend at the time, I wanted to work closer to where he lived. And so I used to work for a company called Jupiter's Gaming, which is now Tabcorp, a major gaming company and gambling company in Australia. And so I was a management accountant for those, for the game Keno. And so I really enjoyed that job, even though it was really quite highly regulated. And so by now, my husband had approached me to come work with him with our IT services company, Hotline IT. He felt that my brain for numbers and my process-driven approach would be a good asset for the business and a good complement of his skills. For the next few years, I sort of worked on improving the processes and financial position of the business. And it got to the point that we felt that Hotline had plateaued. And after my husband's been running it for about 20 years, he felt that that I would be better suited to run the business. And so, it took me a while to agree, but I finally said yes. And so after, so the inside joke is that I've always been the boss. I'm the boss's boss. So now I guess it's just official. But now I'm sort of really focusing on growing the business.
And you got to love that. Great stuff. Thanks so much for sharing all those details. Now, in your experience, what are the key similarities CEOs struggle with regardless of the industry? And how do you overcome these struggles or challenges?
Well, I think regardless of what industry you're in, it can be a bit of a lonely job sometimes. There's a lot of decisions that need to be made and a lot of weight falling on your shoulders. So I guess the challenge really is that you need to be able to make those decisions relatively quickly because you don't want to sort of stop the organisation from moving along. But it's also you need to make sure that those decisions are educated. But the main thing that I sort of find is there's a lot of things. When you're CEO, you're not just in charge of finance. You're not just in charge of marketing. You're in charge of of everything. And so it's just a challenge of, I use the analogy of keeping all the plates spinning. So that's my biggest thing is making sure that I'm addressing everything equally and regularly rather than just focusing on one aspect of the business. And I think sometimes when businesses aren't so successful, it's when then they've lost focus on one aspect of the business. But the other, my big thing is I think no matter what industry you're in, you really need to make sure that you can trust you've got good people around you and being able to rely on their advice and their skills to do the areas, particularly the areas that you're not as strong in.
I like that perspective. Now, you didn't come from a tech background, I understand, yet you are the CEO of a leading technology company. That is quite impressive. How do you believe your approach to the role cemented your success?
Yeah, well, I actually thought in the beginning, I thought I had my doubts, that I didn't think I'd be able to do the role because I'm not technical. But then when I really thought about it, I think it's actually quite a good asset because basically, my competitors, generally the CEO, are technical, but the prospects that we meet with are not technical. So, I feel that I can talk the same language as them. I don't get bogged down in the technical jargon. So I know enough tech to be able to explain it in layman's terms, but I don't focus as much on the tech as I think a lot of people in my industry do. But my main approach, I think, which is different to a lot of people in my industry, is the conversation's more about focusing on IT as being an asset and what what challenges the client's having, rather than just, you know, telling about the features and facts about our services and products and the technology itself. It's more about getting an understanding of what their challenges are and how the technology can help them overcome it.
Today we are speaking with Michelle Jussay, CEO of a leading Australian IT firm, Hotline IT, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Michelle, what are the biggest mistakes companies make when approaching their IT solutions?
Sure. Yeah, well, I think the major mistake that businesses make is they see IT as a cost, like a necessary evil, rather than really seeing it as an asset for their business and something it's worth investing in. You know, if you see it as a cost, it results in more ad hoc approach and short-term thinking, which, you know, will end up costing them all really in the long term. So, but if managers see IT as an asset, they will include IT in their strategic planning, which, you know, I think is crucial, and have the technology that will scale with it and be able to support the IT needs now and into the future.
And can't thank you enough for your advice and input there. Very important. And much appreciated as well. Lastly, what is your advice for other women who want to get involved in the technology industry but perhaps do not come from traditionally technological backgrounds like yourself?
Sure. Well, I think you need to ensure that you have good, smart people around you that are good at what they do, and you need to learn from them. You know, I need to recognize that I'm like I said, I'm not as strong in the technical area, but I still have a lot to offer the industry. So I need to make sure that I've got really good people who are really strong in the technical area, so to complement my skill set. You know, get yourself a good mentor. That really helped me starting out in this industry. Who can help me when I'm, you know, maybe doubting myself, or, you know, a great sounding board. You know, like I mentioned before, it can be a bit lonely. And I think that applies to most industries. But don't be afraid to skill up and step outside your comfort zone. You know, for someone like myself who has come from a primarily finance background, you know, I've had to sort of really upskill in technical, but also marketing, and HR, other aspects of the business. And I think, you know, I've really pushed myself outside my comfort zone, but then it's been a really big reward. And probably, I guess, finally, don't listen to that doubting inner voice. You know, I think we all have that, but you just need to know that, you know, if this is something you're interested in pursuing, I think you need to give it a go.
And once again, some great advice. Michelle, thanks so much for your time and for your input. Really interesting to talk with you today. If listeners wanted to get further information on Hotline IT and be in touch with you, where's the best place that they could do that?
Sure. Yeah, well, I'm always available on LinkedIn. So you just look up my name on LinkedIn and find out. I'm happy to always chat to people who are interested in learning anything else. But also our website is hotlineit.com. They can check out information there, and all my contact details are on there as well.
Excellent. Again, Michelle, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
No, thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Michelle Jussay, CEO of leading Australian IT firm Hotline IT. And for all the details, simply visit hotlineit.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.